Okay, so for this deep dive, we're looking to something. Well, something that sounds like it's straight out of fiction, but has these lingering, disturbing fragments of evidence, Cold War secrets.
That's right. And specifically, these alleged experiments involving children, psychic abilities, and, well, the military. It's a really uncomfortable mix.
It really is. The story, or the core of it, seems to center on a specific place and time, doesn't it?
It does. We're talking 1972, a children's hospital in Westford, Massachusetts. And this is where things apparently start to go sideways.
Sideways how? What were doctors seeing?
Well, the reports claim that certain children, many of whom were described as catatonic, started murmuring things.
Murmuring, like just sounds or actual words?
Actual words, fragments, yes, but coherent fragments of highly classified information, stuff they absolutely should not have known.
And when you say classified, we need to be clear here. This isn't just office gossip.
No, not at all. We're talking specific satellite coordinates, the kind used for reconnaissance, for military observation, highly sensitive.
Okay, that's specific. What else?
Operational details, covert mission plans, things only, very high-ranking military intelligence officers would be privy to.
And even agent names, real identity.
That's part of the claim, yes. Real names of undercover agents operating overseas. Imagine hearing that whispered by a child who, according to the reports, couldn't even write their own name.
The disconnect is just staggering.
Yeah.
How did the parents react? They must have noticed something.
Oh, absolutely. The accounts suggest they were terrified, confused, demanding answers from the hospital administration, understandably so.
And the hospital's response was
Silence, initially. Then something even more drastic happened. The hospital just closed.
close, like shut its doors overnight.
Pretty much. One day it's operational, the next day it's shuttered, wiped clean almost. It fueled massive suspicion, obviously, like a cover-up.
You'd think so. A complete shutdown is an extreme reaction to parental inquiries. It hints that there was something significant they wanted to hide.
Exactly. And then, years later, a piece of information surfaced, supposedly from someone who worked there, a nurse.
Okay, what did she say?
This is where it gets even stranger, more physical. She allegedly spoke about seeing X-rays of some of these children.
The X-rays showing what?
Tiny, crystalline structures embedded right at the base of the children's skulls.
Wait, crystals, like implanted, not biological.
That was the implication, artificial structures,
Right.
something deliberately placed there. It adds this whole technological, almost sci-fi element to it.
That completely changes the potential narrative, doesn't it? From just strange utterances to potential physical manipulation.
It does. And it ties into another piece of this puzzle, a supposed leaked government report, heavily redacted, naturally.
Of course. What did this report allegedly hint at?
It mentioned a project code name, Blue Frequency.
Blue Frequency, okay.
Yeah.
And the objectives.
The alleged goal was almost unthinkable, to essentially turn these children into living receivers, biological antennas,
Antennas for what?
for secret military signals. Transmitted, supposedly, by a network of hidden towers. The idea was to use these children to pick up classified communications.
The sheer inhumanity of that, if true. Using vulnerable children as military hardware.
It's deeply disturbing to even contemplate. And then there's another layer, a quote, supposedly from the journal of one of the doctors involved.
A doctor who witnessed this, what did he write?
His observation was chilling. He apparently wrote, "They don't dream. They pick up frequencies that aren't human."
Frequencies that aren't human. What does that suggest? Not just military signals, then. Something else.
Well, that's the terrifying ambiguity, isn't it? Does it mean non-terrestrial or just frequencies outside the normal spectrum of human technology or perception? It implies something profoundly alien to our experience.
It suggests they weren't just passive receivers of known signals, but maybe tapping into something else entirely.
Precisely. It hints that maybe the project unlocked something unintended, or perhaps something stranger than just espionage was the goal all along.
And the story doesn't quite end there, does it? There are these other accounts, maybe less verified, but still circulating.
Right, whispers about security footage, supposedly erased, but maybe copies survived somehow. Standard conspiracy fare, perhaps, but it fits the narrative.
What did this alleged footage show?
One specific account describes a little girl just standing still, completely motionless, eyes vacant.
Okay.
And while standing there, she starts reciting these strings of numbers and letters, seemingly random code.
Just reciting them out loud.
Yes. And here's the kicker. Later on, researchers, or whoever pieced this together, supposedly cross-referenced these codes with intercepted Soviet radio transmissions from that same period.
Did they match?
They matched perfectly, according to the story. The codes the little girl recited were identical to classified Soviet communications.
It's incredible. If true, it confirms the receiver hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more, isn't there? Something even more unsettling.
There is. The timing. Sometimes, allegedly, the little girl would recite these codes before the actual Soviet transmissions were intercepted.
Before? How is that possible?
That implies precognition. Seeing or hearing the future. Receiving information before the event occurred in linear time.
So Project Blue Frequency might not have just been about espionage in the present, but potentially about predicting future enemy communications.
Yeah.
Or actions.
That's the staggering implication. If these children weren't just receiving signals, but somehow accessing information across time, well, the possibilities and the dangers are immense.
It moves beyond classified intelligence gathering into something fundamentally challenging our understanding of reality.
Absolutely. Which leads us to some really difficult questions. If this happened, even on a small scale, what were the limits? What could these children actually perceive or access?
And was it just raw data? Or could they, on some level, understand the significance of the coordinates, the names, the codes? Were they conscious of it?
We just don't know. Were they passive conduits like biological radios? Or was there some deeper, perhaps unconscious processing involved? And ethically, I mean, where do you even begin?
The moral lines crossed, if any of this is true, are just horrifying. Using children, altering them potentially, for military advantage.
It forces you to wonder about the pressures of the Cold War, the fear, the paranoia. What lines wouldn't be crossed in the name of national security?
And it makes you think. Was Westford an isolated incident? Was Blue Frequency the only project of its kind? Or just one we happened to get whispers about?
Could there have been others? Similar experiments, perhaps exploring different abilities, different technologies, hidden away even more effectively.
What else might still be buried in classified archives, behind layers of denial? If something like this could happen, how would we even find out about other similar secrets?
It leaves you with this deep unease, doesn't it? The feeling that there are hidden histories, uncomfortable truths that we might never fully uncover. What else is out there that we simply don't know?